Upadaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Thank you. Welcome all of you affectionately for today's Gora meditation. As those who are regular on this program know, this Gora meditation tries to bring the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya a little closer to us. It removes them from historical narration and brings them into an experience of the most merciful avatar. Before I start, I must say, if the streaming should stop momentarily, please stay at this YouTube channel. We will restart it immediately afterwards. I'm saying this because lately the Lord of Technology has not been so kind to us always, but just stay on, we will restart and then everything will be all right. Before I start, I want to also say that the entire Vaishnava world on this planet and wherever there are Vaishnavas in this universe is joyously preparing for Gopuni, and I would like you to get a little bit in the mood while you are here in the Gora meditation, but also outside. Pick up a songbook, sing to Lord Chaitanya, take the Chaitanya Bhagavat or the Chaitanya Charitamrita, read about his wonderful pastimes, and in some ways associate with him, maybe even offer an incense stick daily to his beautiful picture, or if you have to the deities. Let us start today's Gora meditation. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured South India, it was obviously full with so many various spiritualists, various spiritual schools, traditions, opinions. But he would always leave an impression on them that would make them overwhelmed with love of Godhead. To do this, he needed to give everyone an experience of Godhood. And I would like to open this Gora meditation by telling you one of his pastimes from which you can understand how charismatic or influential his personality was on everyone whom he met. When he was still young and lived at Navadvip, an all-knowing astrologer came by his house. All-knowing means here he had understanding of the present, but also the past and the future. These astrologers would travel from house to house and offer their services free of cost to anyone who was interested. Prabhupada says that they were very precise and they could tell you your past and foretell your future. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada points out that there is still a treatise available. It's called the Bhrigu Samhita that describes a system by which anyone can immediately get information about what he was in the past and what he is going to be in the future. There is a godbrother of mine who takes people to a place in Rajasthan where this book is read by a priest who needs to do every day a sadhana of 6 hours to be able to navigate his way through the pages of Bhrigu Samhita and also use something as a clear intuition. So yes, there is such knowledge available in the Vedic times. So this astrologer comes to the house of Sachi Devi and sees this amazing young man who has a golden complexion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or as he's known at that time, Nimai Pandit, comes to the astrologer, greets him, and then says, "Please tell me what I was in my past life." So the astrologer immediately sits down and does his calculations and then absorbs himself in deep meditation. And what he sees in his meditation is something he is not prepared. He sees the Lord of the Vaikuntha planets surrounded with the entire spiritual kingdom, and he sees emanating from him various energies that manifest this material world. After seeing this divine vision, he is speechless and he sits down without even saying a word. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again approaches him and says, "You didn't answer my question, really. Tell me, what was I in my previous life?" And the astrologer, who's repeatedly asked, says, "Well, in your previous life, you were the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all powers. And you are the same personality now." When he praises Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, the Lord stops him and says, "No, I don't think you have a clear understanding who I was in my previous life. I know that I was a cowherd boy and I was herding cows, and because of my pious activity of taking care of the cows, I was reborn in this life into a family of a Brahmana." So the astrologer, who happens to be a great devotee of the Lord, shakes his head and says, "Now, my Lord, please don't cover me with your illusory energy. I know what I have seen. I know my calculations. You are no one else than the Lord." And then he says, "If I now see something different, it is only your illusory energy. whatever you may be, or whoever you may be, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So obviously he's a great devotee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks I should reciprocate. And as a result, waves of mercy emanate from his heart, and the Brahmana, devotee Brahmana, receives the most precious gift, a gift which not even Brahma or Shiva have received, the gift of unalloyed, pure, divine love. He cannot believe, he's overwhelmed with happiness, he's no longer in his mind, he's truly on the spiritual platform. The highest realization has come to him, and he just cries and sobs and tries to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever is able to make a devotional contact with him, even at this time, 2021, we call it, is empowered by his divine Shakti. This is his influence. This is his purpose. So let us continue. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Venkatabhatta, also Venkatabhatta felt his influence. Last Gaura meditation we have heard how his little son Gopalbhatta, who wanted to see the Lord not as a shaved up sannyasi but as a householder, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Nityananda chanting and dancing and roaming through the streets of Navadvip. His father Venkatabhatta, the host, was a great worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. So once the Lord approached him and began a humorous conversation about the positions of Krishna and Lord Narayan. Now in the scriptures it says, and I think this is now really important for all of us to understand, that there are various forms of the Lord, and they are all equal to each other. They are all the Lord, but the Lord reveals and manifests himself in the heart of a devotee according to that devotee's mood and ecstatic bhava. So it is not right if devotees amongst themselves begin to argue, my Lord is better than your Lord. This is actually wrong. Haridas Thakur made this point also when he was asked before the Muslim king to give up his chanting and repeat the credo of Islam. He said, there's only one Lord. He's known by various names. And it is he himself who inspires someone to worship like this or to worship like that. Same Lord, different inspirations according to the mood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted a verse which I think is very important for us who want to meditate a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. It is from the Narada Pancharatra. It is a beautiful verse. It happens to be one of my favorites. Moni yata vibhagena nila pita bibhiyuta rupa bedam avapnoti dhyana bedat tatachuta. When the jewel, known as the Vaidurya, touches various other materials, it appears to be separated into different colors, and consequently its form also appears differently. Similarly, so there's one jewel, it gives different appearances. It sometimes looks yellow, then red, then blue, then green, and it appears also in different shapes and forms according to what substance it touches, no? So similarly, according to the meditational ecstasy of the devotee, the Lord, who is known as Achyuta, the infallible one, appears in different forms, although he is essentially the same. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord can appear as Brahman. He can appear as Paramatma to the meditative yogi. He can appear as Ram or Nrisimha to the Ram Bhaktas and the Nrisimha Bhaktas. And he can also appear in his playful, joyful, dancing and flute-playing form as Lord Krishna. This is important to keep in mind as you follow now the humorous discussion between these two, between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Narayan worshipper Venkata Bhatta. Mahaprabhu said, Bhatta, all the forms of the Lord are the same. Still we find that Krishna, by his extraordinary sweetness, attracted even the wife of your Lord Narayan. Lakshmi was attracted by him. How do you explain this? You know, it's totally inconceivable that the goddess of fortune is attracted to another than her own husband. So he humorously said like this. And Venkata Bhatta said, My Lord, I have heard about how Lakshmi went to Vrindavan and performed a lot of austerities to attain Krishna. But this is the one part I never understood. You please explain. You are extraordinarily gifted. So then Lord Chaitanya said something which is very important to understand for all of us. He said, see, the residents of Braja, like for instance the parents, bind Krishna with a rope to a mortar. His friends wrestle with him, and when they defeat him, they climb up his shoulders and ride on his shoulders. How does one attain such an intimate, close relationship with the Lord? And what would Lakshmi have to do to attain the Lord who has attracted her heart by his sweetness? Venkata was puzzled. This was way beyond his understanding. Then Lord Chaitanya explained, to attain Krishna in the spiritual world is only possible by an identity change. Lakshmi was thinking, I'm the wife of Narayan, but in this way she could not attain the Lord of Sweden, she would have had to follow the mood, the gestures, the services, and the intimate relationship which the gopis have to Krishna. But she couldn't do it. And therefore she's still sitting on the other side of the Yamuna, just a little bit outside of Vrindavan, where the Rasa dance took place. My dear devotees, my dear friends, I have personally gone to the place of Lakshmi Devi. It's in Belvan, and she sits there. It's a beautiful deity of Lakshmi Devi, hoping to attain the association of Krishna. Now, because she was not successful, on one cold day, all the Brijbasis are going to Belvan and offer her pots of khichdi, that she has something good to eat in the cold season. The Brijbasis understand her dilemma, her futile endeavor, her not successful attempt, and therefore they want to feed her nice khichdi so that she feels some support. I have personally seen this and I felt very, very enthused. So this is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya in the house of Venkata Bhatta. Many pastimes took place. As you know, Lord Chaitanya was lovesick. He wanted to be with Lord Jagannath, but now he was in South India, so far away from Jagannath Puri. So out of love, he with his own hand carved little Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra deities. I have personally seen with my eyes, and I have something from these deities which I feel gives me a good connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, after being in South in Venkata Bhatta's home, continued to travel on. He went to a place called Sri Shaila. It's a place of Lord Shiva. By the way, when you study Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see that Lord Chaitanya, on his way through South India, visited each single Shiva temple. He would sometimes make huge detours from his roots just to make sure he would pay his respect to Lord Shiva. Today is Shivaratri, Maha Shivaratri, which is celebrated in Vrindavan and in Mayapur. And I wanted to highlight a little bit Lord Shiva's relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this is a point which is not so well known. Lord Chaitanya had so much respect for Shiva. There's one longer narration where Lord Chaitanya enters the temple of Lord Shiva, and he bowed his head low and then fell down like a rod to the earth in front of the tiger-dressed ascetic Lord Shiva, who has only one residence. His only residence is his own body. This is Lord Shiva. He is married with Durga Devi, the powerful goddess of the material energy, but he himself has nothing of this world, is interested of nothing of this world. His only home is his body, in which he resides. Then Lord Hari, or Gaura Hari, who wields a chariot wheel as his weapon, with a faltering voice, and his entire body, thrilled by divine ecstasies, offered the following prayers in the praise of Lord Girish, the Lord of the Mountains, or Lord Shiva. There's a beautiful Shivastakam which Lord Chaitanya said, and I wanted to just sing one verse of this. We have the verse in the comment section, so this verse glorifies Lord Shiva as the one who constantly chants the holy names of the Lord. Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Namamrita Panamata, Ityadi Namamrita Panamata, Bringadi Paya Kila Dukkha Hantre, Bringadi Paya Kila Dukkha Hantre. O Shri Rama, O Shri Govinda, O Mukunda and O Shari, O Shri Krishna, O Narayana, O Vasudev, you are the king. You means Shiva. You are the king of intoxicated bee-like devotees who are maddened by drinking the nectar of these and other holy names. So here we can see that Lord Shiva is glorified as the greatest devotee of the Lord, who constantly is merged in the ecstasy of singing the various names of the Lord. And, oh, you, Shiva, you destroy all grief. In a Jiva Goswami quotes in the Bhakti Sandavas, I remember, Anuchetya, I've written that down, 106, a statement of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is surrounded by various of his worshippers, and he gives them an instruction. He says, O Brahmanas, you should always meditate on Lord Hari and Lord Keshava, and always you should decorate your lips with chanting the mantras that are meant to worship Lord Vishnu. Sometimes the members of the Movement for Krishna Consciousness are shy to worship Lord Shiva because they have seen that there are exclusive Shiva devotees who see him as the Supreme Lord, and because they worship Lord Krishna, our devotees feel hesitant. But Lord Krishna says in a work in Rupa Goswami's Mathura something, Mathura Mahimnya, the glories of Mathura, that only someone who worships Lord Shiva can attain him. My dear devotees, we are so surrounded by our particular story of what we consider our identity and what we consider our own world, interests, activities. We are so much surrounded by I and mine that we need some help to come out of this prison. And Lord Shiva, the deity who looks over the ahankara, the ego, can easily help the devotees. He wants to help the devotees. He says, the devotees know I'm a devotee of Lord Hari, and they therefore worship me without any hesitation. Let me just say how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Sri Shaila and what happened there. In Sri Shaila, says the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Shiva and his wife Durga lived disguised in the dress of Brahmanas. But when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became very pleased. You must know in Sri Shaila, there's one of these 12 Jyotirlingas, the lingas that have manifested on their own. So next to them somewhere there was this mysterious couple who would talk all day and all night about the scriptures. That was Shiva and his wife. Lord Shiva, dressed like a Brahmana, gave alms to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then invited him, "Why don't you come to me? Let us spend 3 days in a place where no ordinary people can see us." And sitting together, they talked very confidential things. So, yes, this is Lord Shiva. Now, there is a very interesting story which I would like to tell you, how those who worship Lord Shiva or bow down to Lord Shiva can all of a sudden see the Lord, because direct access is granted to them. Lord Shiva, as you know, is in Vrindavan there as Gopeshwara Mahadev, and today there is thousands of devotees go to him and they sing songs to Lord Shiva. I have a few of these songs here before me. How the Brijbasis ecstatically shout out, "Hori ho, hori ho, Shiva Shankar is playing holy in the form of a Braj Gopi." So in the evening time they come and they play holy as Gopeshwara Mahadev is decorated as a gopi. He always is decorated like this in the evening time, because he, who is the original male principal, will take care that only those who are free from the illusion of being a man or a woman can go and approach Lord Krishna. Yes, so I would like to tell you the story, but before this I want to do a little kirtan as to tune all of you in. I want to sing this song, Mahadeva Shambhu. Pate jaya soma soma mole sanandana sanatana naradetya gopeshwara vraja vilasi
Yugam Gripadme Prema Prayacha Nidopali Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah.
myself very, very, very enthusiastic, by the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humorously, but so open and tolerant, spoke to Venkata Bhatta. I so much appreciate that in our Chaitanya Bhakti, there is an openness, there is an appreciation of all spiritual people who genuinely walk the path of surrender to the Lord. I so much appreciate also the analogy quoted by Mahaprabhu from the Narada Pancharatra, how the Lord is one and he reveals himself, much like this Vaidurya Mani, who, according to the perspective of the viewer, takes on a different color and apparently also different, slightly different forms. Maybe he looks around for some and in a marked way, like a diamond that is cut to others. The whole point of Chaitanya Bhakti is bhava, deep spiritual feelings. It's not for the half-hearted, it's for the full-hearted. But even the half-hearted person, by staying in contact with this beautiful process of Mahaprabhu, to chant with his heart, will become full-hearted eventually. What does this mean now? To see that Lord Shiva is to be worshipped. How can this be done? In the Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is known by the word Priyasya Sakya, a very intimate friend of the Lord. This is how the Prachetas refer, this is what the Prachetas say to Lord Vishnu. Dear Lord Vishnu, because we had a moment of association with Lord Shiva, who's Priyasya Sakya, who's very dear to you, and who is your most intimate friend, we are so fortunate that we have attained you now. Let me tell you a dramatic story from the Vishnu Damodara that answers the question, how do we see this Lord Shiva? It is narrated in a very dramatic way. There was once a Parama Bhagavat, a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, whose name was Visvakshena. He was traveling the world, and once, feeling very tired, he sat down under a tree to rest a little. Now there was a village close by, and the son of the chief of the village happened to come by. When he saw the Brahmana Visvakshena, he said, "I'm the son of the village chief. I have today my bete. I'm every day going to worship in this nearby Shiva temple. And I want you, you look like a Brahmin, to do the worship today. I'm not feeling so well. My stomach is upset. You stand in for me, please. You know puja, I can see." So Visvakshena at first said, "See, I'm a Vishnu Bhakta. I'm a dear devotee of Lord Vishnu, and I only offer worship to Krishna and to other forms of Vishnu, like maybe Pradyumna, Anirudha. But Shiva, it's not my bhava, it's not my mood." At this, the son of the village chief became angry, and he drew his sword, and he said, if you don't worship my Lord Shiva, who's the best Lord, I will cut off your head. So no one likes his head to be cut off. And in order to save himself from death, Vishvakshena conceded and says, yes, it's all right, I will worship Lord Shiva. So he thought to himself, Shiva is the lord of the mode of Tamagun, and this boy is really quite there in Tamagun. But Nrsingadev is the killer of the demons, in whom the Tamagun is very predominant. So he still kept on with his Vishnu worship, the Nrsinga worship. So he began to offer to Lord Shiva, but he actually said the mantras of Lord Nrsingadev. And as this other fanatic had stood just nearby, and he had heard that this Brahmana was not really worshipping Lord Shiva by saying his mantras, but was saying Vishnu mantras. And he thought, this stubborn person. He draw his sword, and he came from behind where he was hiding to really kill Vishvakshena at that moment. And here comes my point. Lord Nrsingadev burst forth out of the Shiva Lingam and protected his devotee Vishvakshena. And this, my dear devotees, is the point of if you worship Shiva. He is a great devotee of the Lord. He is the Lord in his heart. He is already there where we want to come one day. He is always singing the names of the Lord. He is always absorbed in great devotional ecstasies. And the Lord will show from his heart. There's a statement in Mahabharata where Lord Krishna, where it is said, by Lord, Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, the only person in all of the universes who understands Shiva is Krishna himself. Because some devotees will ask, well, he is covered sometimes with ashes, he has a garland of skulls, he is quite extraordinary, no? Yes, he is an extraordinary devotee of Lord Shiva. Therefore, the Bhagavatam at the very end glorifies him. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. This is why Lord Shiva, why Lord Chaitanya made it a point to visit each single deity of Lord Shiva on the way. He was so much an adoration of this amazing personality. Our Gaura Katha is coming to the end, unfortunately, but I need to tell you we need to do one last thing today. We need to meditate about Lord Chaitanya. I will request Gaura Krishna to play this beautiful melody with which we started our Gaura Katha, and I will guide you into a meditation. All of you, please sit. Thank you. My dear devotees, my dear listeners, it is time now to go inside. I request you to sit straight and relax your body. Bring your attention to your legs and relax them. Bring your attention to your upper body and relax. Shoulders and arms, relax. Your face, which is tired from the social smiles of today, relax. And focus on your breathing. Make a deep, deep and long exhale. Inhale, and then relax even your breathing. See in your heart space, a golden light. Out of this light, let the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga come. Maybe it's a deity form. Maybe it is the most beautiful picture which you hold dear. Let us keep this image in our heart as we sing. Thank you. Everybody please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, it is said, if even a bird chants Lord Chaitanya's name, it will certainly attain the world of Chaitanya. Even a bird, what to speak of a human being? So please repeat after me. Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Gauranga,
Gauranga,
Gaurachandra. Sachisutta,
Sachisutta,
Prabhu Gaura,
Prabhu Gaura,
Namani, Namani, Bhakti Dani Me, Bhakti Dani Me. Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga, Gaura Chandra, Sachi Sutta, Mahaprabhu, Gaura and Gaura Hari. Lord Chaitanya said, chanting these names will bring devotion to me. And if this is a result of our Gaura meditations, it has well served its purpose. If we can just have devotion, taste, rasa in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by and by, all the things which trouble us now, all the attachments which make us into divided souls, they will go. And instead, love of Godhead will come in our heart, because that's the gift of Lord Chaitanya. Just like in our little story, the Vishvakshena who worshipped Shiva under the force of circumstances saw that Shiva gave him his Ishta Devata Lord Vishnu's most merciful or strong form of Narahari, Nrsimhadev. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya will give us Krishna. There's no doubt. I thank you all very much. I will end this call now. Oh, there's so many more things, but for this, you have many more opportunities. Tomorrow, Saturday the 13th of March, there is something really, really nice. Gaurangera Dutipada. It's an online seminar, the live teachings and pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's organized by the Bhakti Center in New York City and several North American communities. Join us there. I will discuss the wonders of Mahaprabhu. It's really amazing information. And it is our hope that by studying and hearing together and also chanting, we will obtain the sweet mercy of this hidden avatar, Lord Gauranga, and also prepare ourselves for his auspicious appearance, Gopunim. So everyone is welcome to join us on YouTube when it's now each Saturday in March, but that's the 13th of March, 20th and 27th of March. It goes from 3 p.m. Central European time to 4:30 p.m. Central European time. You should see the link by now in the chat box. Is that true? Not sure. Yes, it is there. Fine. Then on Saturday, the 13th of March, that's tomorrow, no? And Monday, the 15th of March, there is the Kirtan Mela Mayapur, live kirtans. This time we will hear a lot of the talents. What is his name? Kamal Gopal. Oof, you must hear Kamal Gopal. Then you will understand what is Gauranga Kirtan. You can also see the link. Should be there now for you. And then Sunday the 21st of March, we will again go into the heart of the holy name. Those of you who don't know, these are 19-minute sessions. They are divided into first deeper philosophical insights and then practice, practice, practice. Amazing forms of practice are there that help us to enter absorption. If you can chant with absorption, then you are there. So good that you could also see. I better stop here. There are many more things, but who can remember all these programs? Again, it was such a pleasure to be with all of you, because believe it or not, we can feel you through the internet. And it's so nice when we come together as devotees glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the best for you. Hare Krishna.